Welcome back to Grain and Barley. I'm your captain, and that is Beard. He forgot to grab his beers.
Yeah, I forgot to grab my beers.
Right as we started to. Every time you're not ready.
I know. I was making sure the levels were okay, making sure everything was going good, and I forgot.
So, we are doing round two of the sour beers tonight.
Part two.
Round two
sounds like a versus.
Well, it kind of is, though, at the same time.
Not really, though. It's a part
two.
Yeah,
true.
We're just kind of trying different sour beers.
So we have a Cyan Pineapple Sour and a Raspberry Sour Ale.
Yeah.
We'll get into the names of them and stuff in a little bit. But so, yeah, man, how's life?
I'm doing all right, man. Still trying to figure out this new microphone. Everything's loud, messing with the compressor and everything. But, yeah, other than that,
nice.
It's good.
Nice.
How about you?
Started my new position at work. It's been great, man. It's been wonderful.
That's good, man.
So I'm actually really enjoying this new job.
That's good.
Same company, different job. And then over the weekend, the wife wanted to go get this gin that we've been seeing. I don't know if you watch the Tri Channel.
Yeah.
The Irish people who drink different liquors,
or
eat different foods that they've never eaten before and stuff like that. Well, they always do this thing with gunpowder gin.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been wanting to try it. It looked good. So we went and got some. It is amazing, by the way. It is fantastic.
I'm not that familiar with gins.
It is. It's really good. Like, my wife swears off gin because she got ridiculously stupid drunk one night and swore she'd never drink gin again.
Does it taste like pine needles?
It does.
Okay.
And then while we were there, I was like, I want to do an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see what would happen. Now, it is an off-brand, but it's 120 proof Emerald Springs grain alcohol. Clear.
Okay.
I mean, 120 proof, just grain alcohol.
All right.
So what I wanted to see was what would happen if you aged it. And I don't know if you can see inside this bottle here.
No, not really.
But inside the bottle is
oh, I can see it now. Yeah,
piece of oak, charred. So this is 4 days, clear spirit.
That's not bad.
It's that dark.
It looks
That's
light on the
almost,
camera. It looks kind of like the air stone.
Kind of. All right, so this is Lang's.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty close.
That's pretty close.
This is a scotch.
Yeah. I was looking at the Pete's Sake, and Pete's Sake's a little darker.
So, but I mean, even after the first day, it already changed color.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is actually a piece of oak that I put in there that I charred myself. So who knows what the char level is on it, you know?
Yeah. Jeez.
You know, it could be a number five.
You just use a blowtorch?
Yeah.
And go, that's charred enough.
I torched it, yeah. Both sides, the whole thing. You just torched the whole thing. Because I wanted every inch to, you know, to be charred so they would touch charred oak.
Yeah.
The first night it was sweet. I'll tell you, it's sweeter. It's neutral grain spirit, so mm-hmm. There's no flavor, you know, no smell to this already anyway.
Yeah.
It smells like a campfire.
Well,
tastes like a campfire. I mean, that's all you get, but it's sweet.
Yeah.
It's really good. Now, if we would have used like 120 proof new make, it would probably taste more like a whiskey.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to see what happened.
Or get some backwoods. Alcohol is a science. Backwoods moonshine.
Right? That's my exploration.
Yeah, and that's going to be something we do in later episodes where we do...
I just wanted to see if it was possible, you know, see
yeah.
what the possibilities were with this. Because, you know, maybe this is going to turn into something really good. Well, I also bought the 120 proof because I want to make my own bitters.
Yeah.
So, that's my week.
Yeah, a little behind-the-scenes action there. Later episodes getting leaked.
Well,
you
I mean, not leaked.
First.
I mean, this is just, dude, everybody does it anyway.
Oh,
I mean,
I know.
There's a lot of different podcasts or whiskey people that do it. And, you know, I just wanted to see what would happen with, because I was going to use Everclear.
Yeah.
And I was like, because Everclear is 100% corn neutral grain spirit. So, but yeah.
Maybe when we get closer to it, we can try different ones.
Yeah. Did you do anything interesting in the last 2 weeks from you, buddy?
Not really, man.
Yeah, that boring lifestyle.
Yeah, adulting sucks.
I'm getting out of that boring lifestyle now that I have a job where I have weekends off. Weekends off and I'll barely work past 4 o'clock. So which one do you want to get into first?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe the pineapple.
Yeah,
and,
I was thinking the
and
same
I'm,
thing.
We're probably going to butcher this. I'm going to say Cyan
Cyan, yeah.
It's C-Y-A-N. I keep wanting to say cayenne, like the pepper, but I don't think that's spelled that way. And if so, cayenne, pepper, and pineapple does sound pretty good, though.
Darwin Brewing Company. Spirulina Pineapple Sour. 5.3% alcohol by volume.
Yep. They have a big, long thing of their history and their story on the back.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to read it, go for it.
No.
You can see it. I can't see it. I can't read that.
It's like...
I'm old.
That's a lot of words. They're from Florida, though.
I don't even think with glasses I could read that.
That's just a lot of words.
But, I mean, then the other side.
Yeah, Bradenton, Florida. That's cool.
Nice. So it's a local. That's great.
Yeah.
So brewed fresh... brewed with fresh pineapple and... Spirulina. Thank you. I know how to say it. It just happens. From Florida. And Pilsner malt and malted wheat from Delaware. Store cold. Drink fresh. This beer is alive. Nice.
Ooh. We got there yet.
Ooh. Hold on. I don't know if I would drink this. I don't know. Just by color alone, I don't know if I would choose this as a beer.
Is it green?
It's not just green.
Oh, it is green. I didn't know that.
It's a certain type of green. It is you've eaten a shit ton of colorful birthday cake.
Uh-huh.
And how do I say this nicely? You have ass blast diarrhea.
Well, hold it up. I want to see. Oh, wow. Okay. I already took a sip of this. I'm waiting on you.
It's not a color that you want to see going in. It's normally a color you see coming out. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Dude, it's
weird.
That ending, though, it has like a harsh tartness at the end. It's not my favorite thing in the world. I don't know if I'd buy it again. If someone handed it to me, I know what it tastes like, and I drink it, because it's not bad.
What is this beer? I don't really taste
pineapple. I taste a hint of
pineapple. Listen, I know they're from Florida, and I really want to like every beer, every alcohol from Florida. This is killing me.
Okay. Spirulina tastes like the sea or like a mouthful of lake water. It is green and earthy with a slightly sulfuric edge. That's what it is. Okay. Now I get it.
It is. I don't like it.
Yeah. Now that I read it, I don't like it as much now. So now I just think of like lake water with pineapples in it.
It is still I'm going to give it a 1.
I'd give it like a 3.
I give it a 1.
A 3 on the sip.
I taste sour rotten pineapple. That's all I can taste. It's gross.
Yeah.
The color. I mean, and sorry. Sorry, but.
It's all right, Ed. Hey.
What is the name?
Darwin.
Sorry, Darwin.
I mean, I'm sure they have other ones. Fan. That one.
It is still better than the worst beer in the world.
Now that I keep thinking about it, of what it is and what I'm tasting, I liked it better before I read it. Because I was just getting like, oh, okay, it's a really just bitter pineapple. And like, no, I'm getting lake water.
No.
It tastes like, when you go to one of those like health food places, you know how they have that smell of just like everything? That's what it kind of tastes like.
It tastes like the dump smells.
Yeah.
But it's still better than the worst
beer in the
world.
But it smells like a healthy dump. Like I said, like a health food store.
It's still better than... Steel Reserve.
Oh, Steelies?
The Steelies.
I can't drink any more of that. Not right now.
Well, good thing I'm the one who's slamming beers during your outro.
I'm glad we went with that one first. I hope this one's better. Please be good.
You got this.
Sagatar Brewing Company. It's their Cottonmouth Crusher Raspberry Sour Ale. It's 6%.
Nice. Made in Michigan.
Made in Michigan. All right. Cottonmouth Crusher is a tart and funky sour ale with raspberry overtones. It says once you've been bitten by the delicious pierce of this beer, you're going to want to suck out all the flavor. Sagatarbrewing.com.
Little double entendre there.
Here's the happy.
I like the can.
The can is cool. That's why I got it. I was like, I like the cotton.
I like it. No. It's a sticker label.
I just thought it was cool.
Well, yeah.
This smells better.
Save these two cans. So, yeah, I have high hopes for this one, too. Ooh. All right, so that's the color.
Yeah, that looks good.
It's pinkish. Looks like a beer.
Oh, man.
Looks more like a red ale. Yeah. Obviously, it's an ale.
I already took a chug, so I would say it's better than the pineapple one.
It's better than the pineapple.
It's got a pucker factor at the end. That's nice.
It does. It's still not... Maybe we spoiled ourselves with the first two.
I don't know.
Because those first two
those first two are really good.
On point. On fucking point. So, maybe the last two will be good. We don't know yet.
I hope so. I hope so. The thing I'm not looking forward to is I have to go back and revisit these so I can get an accurate grade.
No, there's no more. Nope. I graded mine the way I graded it, and that's the way it's going to be.
I gave it a 3. I don't know if I want to go that high.
I gave it a 1.
I'm going back to it. Hold on. Wish me luck. I'm letting everything process.
I have some real bad sinus shit going on. I can still taste the funk.
The cyan pineapple one, it has a lot of little flavor turns in it. So I'm letting that whole journey happen. Oh, and I like it until I like it until the end of it. At the end of it, you get that lake water. It starts with like a sour pineapple, which is fine. I can do that. And then as you let it sit, it gets that like kind of like swamp lake water.
Swamp? Dude, yes, fucking swamp ass swamp. Is what it is.
It is from the West Coast, so.
I mean, it is from Florida, so.
I give it a 2.5. I'll bump it down a 0.5, because I do like the original, like the beginning flavor of it. And I think that if you drink more of them, you'd be more acclimated to it. We don't really drink this kind of shit, so.
I mean, I actually do. I mean, if I can find them, I drink them, but.
Stuff like this, where it's, you know, lake water and shit like that.
Yeah, it's oh, we drink lake water all the time.
Oh, we do.
It's just clean.
It's just clean.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I like this or not.
No,
the other one's good.
I'll go back to a 3. What happened? My original was fine.
No, I feel bad because I don't want to give anything a 1.
I'll give it a 2.
You know, I don't want. No, I can't.
Give it a 1.5.
I mean, I could.
I'm not gonna sway your vote. As again, taste is subjective. So
taste is subjective.
You know, I find some good things in it, so I'm going with a 3. It doesn't hit you right, so you don't like it.
Oh, there's something about the flavor, it's off. Okay, so...
I like the raspberry one.
Cottonmouth Crusher. Let's talk about this for a second. It's...
Now again...
It smells really good.
Now again, it's a sour ale.
It's an ale.
It's an ale. I was going to say, it's not super bright as far as the beer goes.
And it is 6%.
6%.
So we got to give it that.
Trying to think it back, but what I rated the other ones.
I like the raspberry flavor.
I do. I like that. I like the tartness.
I like the tartness.
I like ales, so that's good.
It's the malty beer flavor I don't like.
The malty beer flavor?
Yeah, you can taste it. It's
hmm.
So I'm gonna have to give this one. This one's gonna get a 4.
Sorry, I was processing. I'd give it me personally. The malty beer flavor doesn't really bother me that much.
Right.
I taste mostly just like the sour and the raspberry. For me personally, I give it a 6.
Nice. Well, if you see here.
Uh-huh.
It has turned black.
It has turned black.
It has turned black.
That's some black beer.
And it's not that it's turned black. It's, dude, you can't even see through it. Like, you cannot even see through it. When you mix the two together. So, we did it for the first one. I'm doing it for this one, too. Oh, my fucking God. That is gross.
How's that experience? -4.
Combined, I'd rather drink Steel Reserve.
Oh, no. -1.
No. No. No, no, no. And I gotta chug this, don't I?
Oh, yeah. I think you do.
I don't know, but I think we need to start... Ending with a cheers.
And I'm cold. Hands are cold.
You're going to die now.
I'm going to die.
That's what happened.
I got the Rona. I hope not. I got vaccine twice.
No, you got whatever Florida disease. Florida and Michigan are about the same.
That's true.
So you have, but see, you don't hear about Michigan Man.
No.
You used to hear about Michigan Man back in like the 90s.
Yeah.
Now it's Florida's turn.
Not Florida Man. You know why?
Because all the people from Michigan
they moved down here.
Same thing with New Yorkers.
People from West Virginia.
So there's no chugging tonight. I'm gonna chug. I'm just gonna kill this because I don't waste beer.
Not
a party pooper.
That's why I'm sitting here going. I'm looking at these. I don't want to do them, but I'm going to anyway. All right. Well, that concludes part 2 of the sour bill. God damn.
Sorry, Bill.
Sorry, Bill.
Sorry, Bill.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, did you pour you one?
Oh, what are we doing? A pour? A shot?
Yeah. Oh, no, that doesn't have to be a shot, but, you know, a pour.
I'm just trying to see what I got. What should I get? What should I get?
Oh, no, I've got scotch, so.
Oh, what do I have here?
And that's all I have until I go back to the total of wines. Yeah, dude, there was flakies. It's like, there's I say flakies. So, this is the glass the purple was in, or the pineapple was in.
Mm-hmm.
This was a clean glass. I don't know if you can see, like, the little specks all in there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Let me get a whiskey.
A whiskey. Oregon Spirit.
No.
St. Augustine.
Old St. Pete.
Old St. Pete.
Old St. Pete Sunshine Premium Whiskey.
Yep.
It's been a while.
Old St. Pete Sunshine.
Haven't revisited this in a while, so. I was trying to think of what to pour for this. Next to me is For Pete's Sake.
Okay.
Or the Airstone Sea Cask. And I was like, I don't know if I want that right now.
All
right.
So don't forget to check us out at grainandbarley.com for all of our links, social media, podcast, little alcohol resources,
merch store.
Yep.
Check our Instagram at GBcast. Do you want to give a toast?
Yeah. Let's go with here's to women, beer, and song. May none of them be flat. See ya.
Thank you so much. Catch you next time.
Remain. All five of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Your wife included. And mine.
I was counting her. And yours.
And mine. And the other one. And the other one. And the other one.
Yeah.